Hi, I'm Leanne Blaney, adventure coach, speaker, and award-winning author. Welcome to the Ignite Your Life podcast, where we are having conversations about what might be holding you back and how to move forward to achieve your dream life. Come along on a journey and set yourself up by having freedom in your choices, becoming grounded and centered, and learn how to speak from the heart. For more information, go to leanneblaney.com. Let's ignite your life. Armed with over 20 years' experience in event management and marketing, Kirsty Fields has coordinated everything from kids' events to national sports games. After a successful career in sports marketing, she embraced modern marketing, digital and promotional techniques. Her passion is training clients in all aspects of social media, content and branding, as well as creating unique corporate events to promote her clients' businesses. Hi, Kirsty. Welcome to the Ignite Your Life podcast.
Thanks for having me. Great to be here.
I'm really excited for you to share your story and to talk on our theme of bringing you into your business. But do you want to tell us a little bit about yourself first?
Yeah, I am owner, creative director, manager, one-man band, entrepreneur, sole trader, of all those things of my business, Social Ocean. And basically, I run a marketing agency. I do have some specialties and I call myself your social and events marketer or manager. But really, it just like a lot of business owners, I've got a lot of hats that I put on in that space. And collectively, all of those elements are really important to one's business marketing. So marketing agencies, probably a term that I'm using a little bit more now as my service provision grows. But what I do really with business owners is teach them and help promote their business marketing by way of social media and events. And collectively, when you combine those two areas together, you come up with events marketing. So I spend a lot of my time working with businesses, creating ideas and the logistics around an event that helps them promote their business to their own community.
So Kirsty, you were talking about being in the growth phase and getting yourself out there and really growing as a business. Because I know that, you know, being in small business, a lot of us, you know, have all those hats on. But it's so exciting when you win awards or you get a grant to help your business along. So I know you've won a few lately. Just tell us a little bit about those.
Yeah, really special moments for me in my career, to be honest. Winning an awards is it's a humbling experience, but the lead up into perhaps a nomination process or being nominated by someone is special. Being shortlisted is special. Attending an awards event is special. And then actually winning an award, of course, is, you know, icing on the cake amongst all that. So in the last couple of years, I've been very lucky enough to win some awards in the event space particularly. I've won a Gold Innovation Award from the Queensland Police Service for a community launch event for DV Connect with the Zonta Club of Redcliffe. I've won, I've been the Queensland winner at the Stormwater Queensland Awards, which led me into being a national finalist for excellence in policy and education. So it's a bit of a tongue twister, the whole name of that one, but it, yeah, that was for a conference series that I ran for my client running around Queensland, teaching engineers about stormwater, which blows people's mind when I talk about that because it seems to be quite departed from social media and event space. But my role in that was the marketing coordinator and the events manager for each of the conference events that played out around the state. And then in 2019, I've been named one of eight female thought leaders by WiMag, which has been a crazy, exciting ride, actually, that's opened me up to a whole new community of people around the country. And you mentioned grants, but in the summer, I was named one of 100 small businesses around Australia to receive a special grant as part of the federal initiative of Small Business Digital Champions. And what that is a grant process and mentoring with Deloitte Private in Australia to digitally transform my business in all different aspects. So that's a lengthy grant to describe all the fantastic things that are going to come out of that. But basically that's me looking at the processes that I use inside my business and how I market and how I promote and how I run my services. So it really will affect and is starting to affect already all elements of my business at Social Ocean, which is super exciting to me.
Now, I know that you're a fairly humble person and you don't like talking about that, but why I wanted to bring those up is because I think it's very relevant to the theme we're talking about today. And I think you've been putting yourself out there, and it's a lot about bringing you into your business, what it can actually do for your business. It's not like you're selling a product or service and people don't know who you are. So that's why I wanted to talk about, you know, you've won awards, you've got a grant, but you're really putting yourself out there. So I thought, well, if we start talking about bringing you into your business, tell me what that means to you.
Yeah, it is a funny one because when I talk about this with other people and I'm working with them to put the you into their business, or into their business, or me into my business, whichever way you're looking at it, I feel like it's a bit of a do as I say, not as I do, because start talking to me about an award or a grant and I feel a little bit shy and giggly, and so I guess I relate very well to other people when I'm talking about this concept with them. But it is really important to recognize, particularly when we're, you know, the one man band in business, which a lot of the women that I work with are, and a lot of the men, they need to put that spotlight on them. They need to be comfortable with the fact that they are everything in their business. There's a saying that I heard when I first started my business that was said, there's nothing personal in business, but actually I couldn't disagree more with that concept. I think that when we are a one-man band, everything about our business is personal, and we feel all the emotions. We are nervous, we're sad, we're excited, we're stressed, we're happy, we are structured, processed, and all those things relate to us as individuals, and the humanity that we bring into our business is really important to focus on, because actually that's how we create that very well-known adage of no like trust. Yeah, and I think everyone recognizes that if no one knows who you are, well, it's unlikely that they'll like you or learn to trust you. So when we think about putting you in your business, it really starts with putting yourself forward, and winning an awards really puts a really extended focus on you as the individual, because even if it's in a business award that comes underneath your business name, it's the humans behind the business that create that nomination or shortlisting, or in fact, you know, win you the award. So I've won awards. I've got both my name on the trophy and my business name on the trophy, which are really humbling. But I guess this is where I am a little bit more comfortable in putting photos out there, putting videos out there, putting articles out there, content around it. I really am comfortable with doing that. It's just when you talk to me one to one that I start to get a little bit nervous about that. And I remember perhaps it's the excitement of that process that I feel when I'm being asked about it, because I immediately start thinking about that. But I think there's probably a lot more things that you can replicate from that awards process on an individual level and day to day. You know, it's not just about winning awards. It's wonderful, of course. I've won awards, but what I'm talking about and putting the you in your business is certainly, it's not restricted to an awards process. That's just a real career highlight that I think probably people expect you to share and reflect on or be excited about, and it is of course all those things, but really we want to put the everyday you in your business.
Yeah, it's definitely a thing putting out there, like I've won an award for my book, and at first you think, oh yeah, I've won an award for my book, so what? But you know, that's one of the things that putting yourself out there, and once you become confident putting yourself out there, you can start conversations, you can start talking to people about what you do. So yes, it's not just about awards, but sometimes that's one little aspect that you could use to start getting your business going. If you've won an award or you've been involved in a community where you've done something and been acknowledged, and I really feel that, you know, bringing yourself out there and getting people to know more about you, not just, okay, I'm Leanne or I'm Kirstie who does this, But more about you, yes, I've done an award and I've written a book. So people go, oh, you've written a book. That can really help, you know, bring more of you into your business. So I suppose the next step I wanted to talk about is what stops people from wanting to bring you into business? Do you hear this a lot? Because obviously being in social media and helping people with events and that, and you're suggesting, you know, put yourself out there to humanize your business. What are some of the excuses that might come back?
Look, there's literally hundreds. Mm-hmm. And none of them are unique. I'll hear things like, I'm not happy with my weight at the moment. Or I need to get my hair cut. And just everyday things about your physical appearance, that plays a lot into excuses. And I do say excuses because I think you can be in bed and do a Facebook Live and be quite relatable. So the fact that your hair is messy, you haven't cleaned your teeth and you might be in your pajamas, there's absolutely no excuse to do something like that if that's suitable to what your business is and who you're talking to. But I hear things also like, I don't know what to say. That's probably one of the biggest things. What have I got to talk about? Really basic throwaway lines, to be honest. And when I break that down with clients, really they've got a lot to say. It's just that it's trapped in their mind and they might not have the confidence to feel like they can sound like a professional, or that they've got something that someone else can relate to, when in fact we've all got something to say that's of interest and of worth and it is purposeful. It comes down to a lot of practice, I think, 9 times out of 10. So they are all excuses, and that might sound harsh, but if we can unpack some of those things. So if it's your physical appearance, well, we can actually attack that by putting some makeup on and doing our hair and putting on a dress that makes us feel fantastic when we're about to do a Facebook Live, or whacking on some lipstick. You know, if that's something you don't normally do, that brings you the confidence to think that you're looking good today. If it's a voice problem, that's another common issue I have. People feel like they don't have a nice voice even, and that's an audio thing. I relate to that very well. I did some radio ads when I was very young, and I constantly feel as though I'm hearing that little girl play back at me from the radio when I know that I don't sound like that little child anymore, but it's something that plays in the back of my mind about what my voice sounds like. I also have a lisp, which isn't overly obvious, but that is a big thing for me, particularly if I know I've had a drink or two and I'm at an event and I'm really excited. My lisp is quite easily heard. That makes me feel a bit nervous. But there's obviously I could refrain from drinking. That would help me, obviously. but sometimes that's not necessarily the case, I have to say. In the event space, when you put a lot of work into events, there's always a celebratory point in time. And if, you know, we're talking about awards earlier, we're certainly going to be celebrating with a glass of wine 9 times out of 10, I'd say. But there's even some really easy things that people can do to help them bring back confidence, and that's taking videos of themselves that are not a Facebook Live and just practicing. Zoom is great for being able to turn on your webcam and look at yourself and actually look at yourself on screen. And if you need to be critical, you certainly can do that. If you don't like your office space, you can get a videography screen. I know that you've got one, I've got one, or I might just go outside to a really lovely space outdoors if I'm not happy with where I might find myself on the day. So there's a lot of objections from people, and there's a workaround for everything, there really is. But when it comes down to it, practice makes all the difference. And even if you're not perfect, at the end of the day, so what?
Yeah, I so agree with that. It's a big thing because I know I went through the same thing starting my own business. I came from a corporate government background where, you know, you were hidden. You didn't need to be the face of the business. And to now be the face of the business was quite confronting. And I had to look at a number of different issues. And first I started with, oh, I didn't put makeup on today, so I can't do a Facebook Live. I'm all hot and sweaty, you know, because I've been out walking. No, I can't do it. So there's all these excuses come up. I don't like my voice. Hello, I'm doing a podcast, you know. So there's things that did come up, but I find out, yeah, there's a lots of strategies to it and you can break it down. But I think one of the biggest things too is also to look what's behind the fear. You need to really address that. Stop making the excuses and look at what's really holding you back. because a lot of the time it's not your voice, because people hear it differently to what you do. It's not how you look, because there's any sort of a amount of people who look different or do different things on social media now, and they're very successful, whether they've got a weight issue or, you know, they've got makeup on or not. What the true thing is, though, is that people want to get to know you. And I find it a little bit selfish if you want to hold yourself back so people can't get to know you, because you've got so much to offer. You obviously have if you've got products or services. So it's really important to get yourself out there. And just as you say, it's a starting point, isn't it? Start practicing. I mean, my first Facebook Live, I think I did after a morning run. And I was looking just lovely. But I thought, no, I'm doing it. I'm putting it out there. And now I'm comfortable doing it after a run, doing it when I'm, you know, haven't got makeup on, or doing it at an event, doing it when there's lots of people around. It's just practice. It's one of those things, you haven't done it before, you just have to start doing it, don't you?
Yeah, it's like ripping off the Band-Aid.
Yeah.
It really is painful, I understand, to some people. Mm-hmm. But what you say about what the reasonings why we're not comfortable or confident with ourselves, or, you know, what's contributing to those excuses that we're putting forward for why we aren't doing it. Mm-hmm. And I think don't get me wrong, there's absolutely genuine problems with some people to unpack. And I'd certainly advise, obviously, for those people who have genuine fear of being on camera or talking in public or in front of a crowd, to get some help in that space. There's lots of coaches like you who will help women in that space for sure. But from my space with social media, there's really a key thing about getting comfortable and getting that confidence through practice, and that's that you are able to engage with your community. There's the first level of practice is taking a photo or taking a selfie. You know, this morning I've taken a photo of me here with the microphone, and that's just to promote a little bit later, you know, when the episode comes out. I'm forecasting what's going to happen when your podcast goes live. So I'm thinking about how I'm going to put me into my business in this circumstance at that time. And you know, I have got come from that marketing space, but I'm strategizing about how I'm going to put me into this marketing space when it comes around this podcast. And I guess this is what I do a lot with my clients, is recognize what's on the calendar, what's on the diary, how can I prepare best? So if that means putting on a nice shirt because I know I'm going to take a photo, or brushing my hair, I'm at least half prepared before I walk out the door for whatever it is that I'm doing. And I can say, okay, this is happening. I'm not going to do a Facebook Live because I'm doing a podcast interview, but I'm going to take a photo, so I'm prepared for that. Then what else can I do? I can look at talking about Leanne, because I'm on Leanne's podcast today. And I could perhaps align Leanne's business with my business. So now I'm putting a joint people behind the people's business. There's my business, there's your business, Leanne. And then perhaps we're going to talk about other people's business, and I might strategize a little bit, all with the one photo. So if I can recognize and plan in advance, half the job is done. So half the difficulty is recognizing what it is that I'm going to do. So we talk about creating a process. And if you've got some processes in place, well, you are planned. You know what you're going to do. You remember, you won't forget, you won't come back to the office and go, oh man, I didn't take a photo. I didn't take an opportunity because I wasn't prepared before I got there for what might come. So I guess in the social space, what looks like something that's quite ad hoc is always quite planned. And if we're not planned, we find ourselves using a lot more time, wasting time, and start to stress about other things. So planning, processes, structure, being prepared before we walk out the door for something. I mean, this is all things that we do in our business every day. I'm just refining it down into the space of highlighting yourself in what you're doing. But the outcome here is that you become relatable. If people aren't familiar with you and your face, or your team members, so of course this applies to associations, organisations, bigger businesses who have teams, the same theory applies. it's not just for sole traders or one or two man bands. If you can put that human side into your marketing, you're relatable. So you go from the no like trust to then creating engagement. And I think everyone understands now that engagement is key to growing your community. And whilst we talk about growing our community, and that's a quite a safe circle and a safe phrase at the moment for people to discuss, what we're really talking about is growing our financial base. Because if we don't have a community, we aren't making sales to anyone. So there really is a financial basis to this activity. It's not just about getting comfortable with yourself on camera that's the end of the result. I'm now comfortable and so now I'm taking selfies everywhere I go. It's actually getting next level and how it affects your business and its baseline dollar.
Yeah. Okay, say we've addressed what's holding us back and we start doing our Facebook Lives and putting ourselves out there and using the strategies and processes that you say to put in place so that you're being strategic about what events or things that you're doing, activities that you're doing for your business. What do you think, like I know in your case, you're growing your business, you're out there, people know your name. What do you think are the other benefits of bringing you into your business so that you're more relatable to people, so they're trusting you, they like what you're doing? What do you think the benefits are? Like we've just said financial, what are the other benefits?
I think it will depend a little bit on what your industry is and what it is that you are either selling as product-wise or service-based. So for me, it's really important that I'm comfortable putting my face outside my office or outside my four walls, because I'm the person who works one-to-one with my clients. I'm the person that they'll see on video on my online course. So they need to like me to know that they're going to connect with me when working with me. So for me, I've got a real distinct purpose with putting my face out into the online world. I want people to say, I like her or I don't like her, because not everyone's my customer, not everyone's my client. It's very important to remember that not everyone has to like you. It's like life. Not everyone has to be your friend. In business, not everyone has to be your client. There's certainly a time where everyone needs to be your client when you're trying to make a dollar. You want everyone as your client. But over time, you begin to recognize that not everyone's meant to be your client. So for me, it's about getting comfortable with the person who is going to instruct you or manage your business. So depending on how people work with me, I very often find I'm managing major events, major corporate promotions and campaigns for them. So they need to be able to trust me. But for other people, there's the really important phase of getting to know someone visually. But then there's a really important message that person may be giving you. So it might be about, sustainability. It might be about processes and safety and legalities. That could be anything that you feel an alignment in your life, like your well-being, health, mental status. There's lots of messages that can come across with putting yourself in front of your community. And yeah, as I said, it does affect your bottom dollar.
Mm.
But how does one know that they can connect with you if they don't know who you are?
Yeah.
So the other thing also about doing this is you've got to figure out how using yourself in your business is going to send you clients. So there is more to the story about that, but it's just that I'm finding at the moment women are really empowering people and cheering each other on. So if you put yourself out there, you will have your confidence boosted and bolstered, if you like. So if you've got a real fear of putting yourself out there, you should know and be comforted by the fact that other people are waiting to cheer you on. So that's a really good outcome. Just by putting yourself out there, you'll feel better about it and people will support you. There's absolutely no doubt about that. And it doesn't really matter what your product or service is in that space. Women in business are really getting behind other women in businesses, and we're making business friendships with other women, either online or offline. And those people will support you. I can guarantee. I've experienced it. I live it every day. And I've got a great business community of women around me who support me. You're just one of them, Leanne, but there are many in my business community locally. They wouldn't be doing that if I hadn't have put myself out into the world.
And it's also like, I love how you were talking about getting your message out there, because if you've got a big why or a big message to get out there and you're hiding behind the camera, like you're not being in front there, not, you know, putting yourself in the business, how is it going to get out there? Like my why is to be an international coach, international speaker, which I'm doing. But the only way I can do that is getting myself out there and getting people to know me, because if they go, oh, she's applied to do this, they don't really know her. They want to, the first thing they do is they go and stalk you on Facebook or somewhere, and they to have a look, because that's how you get to know someone. Oh, what are they doing? Oh, okay. Oh, look at her. She's talking there in her live. I like the way she talks. You know, they get to know you. So it's really important for your business, if you want to be successful and get that message out there, I think, is to really put yourself as front and center on what you're doing.
Yeah. And if you look at all the different things in which you could communicate by putting yourself out there. I'm personally doing a lot of work right now on my story, you know, and it's more than just how I came to be a business owner. I've said it before, I'm an accidental business owner. I never had a dream or intention to be in business, be a highly successful businesswoman running my own empire. That's not something that I grew up with the dream of. And I meet a lot of people who also did not have that dream, who are very successful in business and who are in fact running their own empires. But a lot of those people you'll find who are very successful have uncovered, unpacked and reflected on why they're in business. So this is a part of my journey right now. I've spent a lot of time doing that with my business mentor in 2019. There's been many tears in that process, and it's given me cause for reflection on a great many portions of my life. And you know, I'm starting to tell that story in bits and pieces at the moment. I'm still not quite out there. I'm not quite out of the closet of my story, but I think through practice and conversation I'm getting better in that space too. So that for those people who do know why they're in business, or do know why they coach in certain spheres, or they have a certain type of client and they've already nutted down on that, there's absolutely less of an excuse now to step out into your own space and put yourself forward and put that confidence on camera and practice. There's nothing greater than hearing from my clients that they have done their first Instagram TV, even if that was by accident. I've got a 70-year-old client who's mastering Instagram at the moment, one day at a time. And she has got all the excuses under the book. She's, you know, not well. She's a little bit older. She's a little bit wrinklier. She's not up with technology. And if a 70-year-old grandmother can do that, we all can.
Yeah, I love it. Well, thank you so much for sharing that with us today, Kirsty. I've loved talking about bringing you into your business. I mean, we could talk forever about it. I just love it so much. But I think what the best thing to do is to get you putting out there, where's the best place to contact you? Because I'm sure there's going to be lots of people wanting to stalk you and find out what you're actually doing so that they can have a look at it and maybe implement it in their own business.
I totally love being stalked online, and being in the social media space, I am literally everywhere. But my favourite place to hang out is Instagram and Facebook. So you can look me up. You can find me on both places as Social Ocean AU. You're using the little at symbol to find me. And of course, my website, socialocean.com.au.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much.
Thanks, Leanne.
Igniters, Kirsty is certainly the expert in putting you into your business, to put the humanity into your business. I love the tips and having this conversation with her. If you want to contact Kirsty, you can contact her on Facebook or Instagram under her business name, Social Ocean. Her website is www.socialocean.com.au. If you want to contact me to explore how to get over your fears of putting yourself out there, go to my website www.leanneblaney.com or email me at leanne@leanneblaney.com.